God's been good to us. Have you been blessed this week? Amen. Have you tried to count your blessings? Praise the Lord. I think if we would count them, we'd be like the man wrote in the scriptures and said, I can't number them all. Just too many. Amen. I'm blessed today. Isaiah chapter 2, verse 5. O house of Jacob, come ye. Everybody said, come ye. Come ye, and let us walk in the light of the Lord. Amen. O house of Jacob. That's the church. That's us tonight. Come ye. Amen. Turn to your neighbor and say, come. Come. Praise the Lord. Let us walk in the light of the Lord. Amen. That's what I want to preach about tonight. Amen. The light that God wants us to walk in. Amen. Let's pray and ask for His help tonight. Father, we thank You for the Word of God. We ask for strength and help tonight, Lord. We ask You to anoint the Word of God. We ask You to speak to our hearts. We ask You to touch us tonight. Let the Word find its mark. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said amen. 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 You can be seated tonight. God bless you. Amen. Thank God for the light. Thank God for the light. You know, the Bible says that God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. Amen. And the Bible tells us here to walk in the light of the Lord. And there's a basic reason for this, and that is that without the light, we will be in darkness. Now, I know that's very simplistic tonight, but it holds true, so very, very true, that we need to walk in the light of the Word of God. Amen. We need to walk in the light that God gives us and the direction that God gives us. Amen. So that we will not stumble and fall. Amen. Because without Him, we will stumble and fall. But when we were born again, and if you'll turn with me to Colossians chapter 1, I want to read a few more verses here tonight. Colossians chapter 1 and verse 12. And you can say amen when you get there. All right. Praise the Lord. Colossians chapter 1, verse 12. Giving thanks unto the Father, that would be God. God was the Father of Jesus Christ, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Amen. So our inheritance tonight, a part of our inheritance is the light. Amen. It is the light of truth that God has given to us. It is the kingdom of light that God has given us to and brought us into, rather. And it says, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us, everybody said translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son. And that word translated there means to transfer or to exchange. And so there was an exchange that took place when we were born again. There was a transfer of things in our life. We were translated. We were transferred from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light. Amen. There was an exchange that took place. We got rid of the kingdom of darkness and we were taken into the kingdom of light. Isn't that exciting? That's very exciting tonight. In whom, and the kingdom of His dear Son, in whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible God. This is speaking of Jesus now. The firstborn of every creature, for by Him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by Him and for Him, and He is before all things, and by Him all things consist. And He is the head of the body, the church. Thank God for the church tonight, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things, he might have the preeminence, or that he might have control, and that he might have leadership. Amen. That he will be the head. Amen. And he is the head of the church. Praise God. Well, praise the Lord. And this translation tonight that the scripture talks about, that we were translated into the kingdom of his dear son, this translation was very necessary. It had to take place. If you are going to have the joy of the Lord, there will have to be a translation that takes place. This is not a translation as in understanding a different language. That's not the translation that it's talking about. It's not talking about the translation of Enoch. That's a different word. It means to be ported or physically transported. Amen. Beam me up, Scotty. Praise the Lord. He was transported. All of a sudden, in the physical sense, he was taken from this world up into heaven. Praise God. That's not what happened when we were born again. We were not translated physically. Amen. We were not transported into another kingdom, and we don't reside in this world anymore. We are in the world, but we are not of the world. Amen. The world sits in darkness, but we sit in the light in the middle of the world. That's why the Bible says we are the light of the world. Amen. That's why the candlesticks, the seven golden candlesticks, represent the churches. Amen. If there is no church, there is no light. Well, praise the Lord. If there is no church, there is no light. That was the only light in the tabernacle. It would have been completely dark. I thank God for the church tonight. Amen. I've been thinking about just preaching about the church for a while. Amen. Because I'm telling you, what we have tonight in the church is a very important thing. But more than important, it's a very precious thing that we have. Praise God. Amen. I don't need... Well, I'm not going to go there right now. I've got another message I'm going to preach here tonight. Amen. But thank God for the church. And we have been translated. Without that translation, we would walk in darkness. And we know what we used to do when we were in darkness. We did a lot of crazy things. Our world is in darkness today, and they're doing a lot of crazy things. Amen. Things that just regular, common, ordinary people can look at and say, that doesn't make any sense at all. Amen. But the world justifies it, and the world tries to make it look like it is something profitable and something that is good. I'm not going to go into all of that, but the Bible says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes and the pride of life, they are not of the Father, but they are of the world. In other words, the Father is light. He is the Father of light. Amen. And the world is not of the light. They are of the darkness. Well, praise the Lord. And we have not been translated from darkness to darkness. Amen. We have been translated from darkness to light. Praise God. We have not been translated from light into darkness, but we have been translated from darkness into light. But it is the devil's job to tell you that you have been translated from darkness to another darkness. Amen. It is the devil's job to tell you that you were translated out of darkness into light. Amen. Or out of light into darkness, rather. And that you were better off before you gave your life to God. I'm here to tell you tonight, you were not better off. Amen. You were in the kingdom of darkness, wondering, not knowing which way to go, not knowing what to do. And Jesus Christ came along and filled us with the Holy Ghost and washed away our sins in baptism and gave us the privilege of repentance. Well, praise God. He gave that to us. And the joy that we had and the victory that we had, amen, is the same joy and victory that we should have today. And in fact, I believe that the joy and the victory should increase as we live for God. We're on our way upward. Amen. We're going up. We're headed to the kingdom of light where there's no light switches. Amen. There are no lights that light that city. It is lit by the Lamb, Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, praise God. I'm going up. I didn't start up here, and now I'm going down. Amen. There seems to be that prevailing idea among some, amen, that we started out in victory, but we're just going to kind of coast it down the hill now. Hey, listen, friend, we don't have time to be coasting. Amen. We don't have time to be going downhill. Amen. We got to go up. Praise God. And when you go up, it takes a little bit of energy. Amen. Sometimes it takes a lot of energy. And sometimes we're moving up on the rough side of the mountain. Praise God. But we're still moving up. Amen. If it takes me a whole day to get a few feet, we're going to make it in time. Amen. If we'll just keep right on going. Be not weary in well-doing. We're doing things that are well here. Praise God, we're involved in well-doing around here. Amen. We're involved in reaching out to people. And we may not be seeing the results right now that we want to see, but we are going to see the results that God has for us. Amen. Because we are reaching. Amen. We are praying. We are fasting. Amen. We are asking God for revival. We're asking God for His miracle hand among us. Amen. I want to be changed by His Spirit from glory to glory. Amen. And that's the cause. That's the call. Amen. That's the direction for the church. Amen. It's the will of God that we walk in the light. Walk in the light as He is in the light. Amen. As the Scripture tells us. And so Isaiah chapter 50 and verse 10 gives us something here. And you don't have to turn there tonight if you'll just listen. It says, "Who is among you that feareth the Lord, that obeyeth the voice of His servant, that walketh in darkness and hath no light?" That is really a very powerful scripture right there. He said, "Who is it that is among you that fears the Lord?" Amen. I believe that we all fear the Lord here tonight. But it's not enough. We cannot afford to fear the Lord and walk in darkness and have no light in our life. Amen. What is light? Or what does light do? Light is revelation. Amen. Light gives us revelation. And so if we walk in the light, then we are walking in revelation. Amen. I'm not going off on a tangent here tonight, and I'm not talking about revelation that is extra-biblical, amen, or something that's not in the Word of God that God reveals to us. Somebody, I was looking at something about this September 23rd thing, and the person that was espousing all of this, well, praise God, I'm not riding a dead horse here tonight. But folks, we've only got 3 days left till the end of the world. Amen. Well, praise God. Anyway, he had the Lord began to speak to him, and as he began to say all the things that the Lord told him, right in the big middle of it, he said, "The Lord told me that the Trinity is the right teaching from the Scriptures." And all of a sudden, I just put a big X. Amen. And that little X on the side, you just touch it with your finger and you can just blow it out of the water. Amen. I just touched the X and blew him out of the water. Amen. That's how powerful that message was. There is no such thing as a Holy Trinity. The word Trinity does not appear in the Bible anywhere. Amen. We have one God that we serve. Very simple, that our little children can understand it. Amen. And when we walk in the light, we have revelation. We don't have revelation outside of the Word of God. Don't listen to anybody that comes along and tells you they have a revelation from God if they're not baptized in Jesus' name and full of the Holy Ghost. Well, praise God. And even if they say that, you kind of sometimes have to, well, you got to listen real close. Amen. Because we have so many things that are taking place in our generation today. Amen. Things that are not in the Scriptures and are not of God. And that clarity that we can have and that we do have through the Word of God is the light. Amen. Isaiah said, "Who is it among you that is walking in darkness and does not have light, but you fear the Lord?" Amen. And he goes on and he said, "Let him trust in the name of the Lord and stay upon his God." And so what we must do when we walk in the light is that right there. Amen. We must trust in the name of the Lord and stay upon God. We can't get off of God. We can't get off of the name of the Lord. Amen. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and are safe. The Bible says that all that we do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Acts 4:12 says, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name given under heaven among men whereby we must be saved." Amen. There is only one name. There is only one God. And let's keep it simple when we come to the house of God. Amen. We're here to worship God. We're here to get full of the Holy Ghost again. We're here to hear preaching from the Word of God. It's really that simple. Amen. I want to keep my mind stayed upon Him. I want to look to Him. I want to keep my eyes upon Him and His will for my life. Praise the Lord. And then he goes on and he says, "Behold, all ye that kindle a fire, that compass yourselves about with sparks, walk in the light of your fire and in the sparks that you have kindled. This shall you have of mine hand, ye shall lie down in sorrow." And so, in other words, we try to create our own light, but the very best that we can do is sparks. The best we can do is build a fire. And you look at a fire, it's not white light, it's yellow light. Amen. Look at the sun, it's not white, it's kind of a yellow color. Amen. Yes, it's very bright, but it's not as bright as God. Amen. The Bible says He is brighter than the noonday sun. That's because the light that emanates from God is pure light. Amen. There is nothing corrupt about it. There is nothing that is missing in it. Amen. When you have different colors, you have, like for blue, there is missing. There are other lights that are missing in that. And it emanates as a blue light or a red light or a yellow light, whatever. It's because there are elements of light that are missing from it. And so it emanates a lesser light. It is not a pure light. Amen. If you go into a room where it's just red lights, you're not going to be able to perceive a lot of things. There are going to be some things that can be hidden. Amen. If you and you understand, I don't have to go into detail on that. Amen. But God is pure light. Amen. He has every element of light that there can be, even those that we probably haven't discovered yet. Amen. In Him is the purest of pure light. But if we walk in our light, all we're doing is kindling a campfire. All we're doing is walking in the light of sparks that come off of that fire as the wood pops and as it burns. Amen. Folks, I'm telling you tonight, we need that light of God to give us revelation. Praise the Lord. And what are you talking about? I'm talking about walking in the light. Amen. We can't come from a place of revelation, of the light of His revelation, and then descend into the place of darkness, into the place of a few sparks here and there. Amen. I don't want to live for God that way. I don't want to get a few sparks every now and then. I don't want to get just a little bit of a good feeling every now and then. Amen. I don't want to have a little campfire in my walk with God. Amen. I want to stay on Him. I want to focus on Him. I want to walk in the light. Amen. Can I ask us tonight the question, when was the last time God gave you a revelation from His Word? Personally, amen. When was it the last time that God showed you something as you were going through life? Amen. And He illuminated it and showed you and saved you from losing money or saved you from harm. Amen. I'm telling you what, we've got to walk in the light. Amen. We've got to keep our focus on God. Keep our focus on the will of God and the work of the kingdom of God. Keep our eyes focused upon the work of the church. Amen. I'm going to say that again. The work of the church. You say, is it really that important? Hey, I'm telling you, He's the head and we are the body. It's very important. If we're not a part of the body, we're going to die. But if we're a part of the body, we're going to be connected to the head. And the head has all of the truth. Amen. Amen. The head has all of the plan. The head has all of the data and the information and the revelation and everything that we need. Praise God. It's in the head. It's not in the body. I need to stay in the body because the body is the only thing that is connected to the head. Praise the Lord. It's the way it is. Walk in the light. John chapter 1 and verse 4, in Him was life. This is speaking of Jesus Christ. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. Oh, praise God. When you got the Holy Ghost and you were baptized in Jesus' name and you put on Christ, I'm telling you what happened right there. The life of Jesus Christ came into you. Amen. Praise the Lord. The life of Jesus Christ came into you. And that life became the light of your life. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Amen. He came into this world, but they did not comprehend Him. They did not know who He was, and they rejected Him because they were in the darkness. And He goes on and says, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light. Now notice that word light here in these verses is capital L. That's speaking about God's light, not sparks and campfires. Amen. To bear witness of the light, that all men through Him might believe. He was not that light, speaking of John the Baptist, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. Praise God. And so we have a number of places here where it's speaking about the light of God. Amen. And John came to bear witness of the light. Amen. And he was not the light. Amen. But he was sent to bear witness of the true light. Amen. God's light is all that we need tonight. Because without His light, we will all walk in darkness. And we will make big time mistakes in our life. Amen. I'm telling you, we've got a great thing. We've got a wonderful thing here tonight in the church, in the Word of God, in the preaching of the Word of God, in our personal walk with God. Amen. Acts chapter 9 gives it to us here. And Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest, and desired of him letters to Damascus to the synagogues, that if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven. Praise God. A light from heaven. Well, praise God. Was it a laser light? No, I'm telling you, it was the light of God. And this really is a representation of what happened to you and I when we were born again of the water and of the Spirit. You may not have had as dramatic of an experience as the Apostle Paul did in the flesh and hearing the voice of God and all of these things. But I'm telling you tonight that when we were born again, we were translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. Amen. And it was so bright. In other words, Paul was so far in the darkness that the light was so bright that it literally blinded him. That's how bright God's light is. That's how bright this truth is. Amen. Don't worry when you speak to someone about the truth of the Word of God and they kind of spiritually go like this. What are you talking about? I don't think I believe that. In the realm of the Spirit, they're recoiling. They're coming back. Don't worry about that. What that tells you is that you are being a light to them. Praise God. And the Bible says, as he journeyed, there was a light from heaven. Verse 4, and he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, who art thou, Lord? Now this is very interesting because Paul was a Pharisee. He had studied the scriptures. He knew Genesis to Malachi. He understood the Old Testament law forwards, backwards, upside down. He knew it from the top to the bottom. Amen. He understood everything about the law. He understood everything about their ways of religion, their traditions, all of the things that they did. But he was still in darkness. It is possible to be a student of the Word of God and be in darkness. It is possible to look at the facts and the figures and all of those, all the dynamics of that type of study. Oh, God, help us. I'm not against that type of study. But my friend, I'm telling you, that's not the epitome of walking with God. Because in the wisdom of man, they were not able to find God. Wisdom will not lead you to God. Faith will lead you to God. Wisdom will not lead you to God. Faith will be the only thing that will usher you into the presence of God. Well, praise the Lord. Who are you, Lord? I'm ignorant. I'm totally without a clue as to what's going on here. Amen. God help us that we never get to the place in our walk with God where things are happening in the realm of the Spirit and we don't have the faintest idea that anything is going on. Oh, well, how did that happen? Where's that coming from? Revival's breaking out in the church. Where did that come from? Oh, God, help us. I want to walk in the light. How about you? I want to walk in the light. And so he said, I am Jesus. I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And he, trembling and astonished, excuse me, astonished. I can't imagine what the look on his face was. Astonished. Just totally, completely, without any idea. This is totally amazing. This is totally far out there. I have no idea. Who are you, Lord? Who are you? And he looked up into that light, and the light was so bright that it blinded him, because God was showing him where he really was spiritually. Even though he attended the synagogue, even though he read his Bible, even though he participated in the worship ceremonies and observed the feasts and observed the Sabbaths and all of those things, he had to come down to the place where he saw where he really was, and he had to say in all honesty, I don't know who you are. Oh, praise God. That's a wonderful place to find yourself. Amen. Because there's no change until you find yourself at that place. Amen. I want to be connected with what God is doing. I want to be like Abraham, where God said, I'm getting ready to do something, but Abraham, I'm going to tell you before I do it. Praise God. And Abraham talked with God and worked with that situation. Amen. I want to be able to hear the voice of God. Anybody with me here tonight on this? I'll tell you what, the only way that you'll ever hear the voice of God, and you can hear the voice of God, and you can allow God to speak to you and know what he's saying when he says it. Amen. But it only happens by talking with God and letting God talk with you. It's called prayer. Prayer. Somebody said prayer. Now it's getting quiet here tonight. But I'm telling you, I have been disturbed as of late. Amen. I look in the scriptures and I see that there are some things that coincide with each other. Amen. Salvation is a spiritual healing. God heals us. God delivers us. God sets us free from our sins, and it becomes a wonderful experience. Praise God. I remember the day that God did that for me. Anybody else remember that day? I'm sure you do. Amen. In order for there to be true Christianity, there must be a translation. There must be a conversion. We must understand that we are sinners without God. And in that condition, the only way that I can find anything in life is through Him. I've got to get to Him. But here's the amazing thing about salvation. Amen. You don't have to be educated. You don't have to have a degree. You don't have to know where Genesis or Revelation is in the Bible. You don't have to be perfect, amen. You don't have to know everything or have done everything, amen. All you have to know, I'm a sinner, I need God, I'm lost without Him in my life. And what happens when we come to that place is there is an immediate move of God. There is an immediate move of God. If it's in your front living room, God will move right there. If it's in a Bible study, God will move right there. Wherever there is faith and a dependency upon God in the heart of the individual, God will always, always, always show up. Salvation is so easy. Repent and be baptized and receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Sometimes we make it difficult. I made it difficult. It took me several weeks to pray through to the Holy Ghost because I didn't have any sense of spirituality whatsoever. And even when I received the Holy Ghost, I did not get the liberty. I had to pray and pray and for the liberty. Amen. And I did that for weeks on end. I prayed until I got what I felt was what God had for me. But it was available. And I notice in Scripture that the deliverance of salvation is also in a lot of places synonymous, or they go hand in hand together with physical healing. Praise the Lord. And I'm asking the Lord. I don't know about you, but I'm asking the Lord. Lord, why aren't we seeing more healings? I want to see healings. I don't want to just pray that God will lead the surgeon's hand. No, I want to see healing take place. And I have seen healing take place. But I don't want to just see healing in the church. I want to see healing in my life. I want God to heal me. Well, praise the Lord. I do, and I'm asking God. And it's been a long time since I've had a heart condition, but I'm praying for God's healing because He came and healed me spiritually. I know that He can heal me physically. Amen. There's something missing in my relationship. There is something missing. I'm not close enough. Amen. I'm not walking in the light enough. Amen. I'm letting other things come in that are not of God. Amen. And I cannot afford to do that. You know why? This pastor needs God desperately. I need Him desperately tonight. I can't preach a sermon. I can't minister to anybody without God. I've got to have God. And I admit that tonight. And I'm saying that tonight to all of us. And I'm going to put it on your lap as well here tonight. You need God more than you need anything else. Praise God. I've got to have preaching. You've got to have preaching. I need the Holy Ghost. You need the Holy Ghost. Without God, we can do nothing. But with Him, we can do all things. Praise God. Praise God. I'm telling you tonight, a revival will break out when God begins to heal. Nothing like a testimony. Amen. It's much better than 100 sermons. Well, praise God. Amen. I'm just praying for that. Anybody else going to pray with me on that one? Amen. I want to see the healing power of God in our church. I want to see notable miracles take place. I've seen it before. I want to see it again. Amen. I'm not interested in just walking around the campfire, telling campfire stories. Amen. Reveling in the sparks that are coming up. Oh, God, help us. We need to make our sacrifice and the fire of God come down from heaven and consume the sacrifice. Praise God. I'm tired of putting tinder on the fire and striking matches and trying to get it to go. Amen. It's too wet. There's too many that are not listening. Amen. There's too many carnal, and I'm striking matches. I'm telling you what, it's nothing but a frustrating adventure. But I'll tell you what, it doesn't matter how wet the wood is. It doesn't matter how wet the offering is. When the fire of God comes down, He'll burn it up. Amen. I said He'll burn it up. I want God to burn up our sacrifice of praise. I want God to move in a mighty way in our church. Well, praise the Lord, somebody. Hallelujah. Oh, God, help us to walk in the light. To walk in the light as He is in the light. Oh, God, help us tonight. Come on, let's just pray right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Let your healing come down right now. Anybody got faith? I've got faith tonight that God is able. Amen. I'm asking. God, let your healing come down to us. Oh, God, let your salvation burn brightly in this area. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. In the name of Jesus. Come on, let's just pray a moment longer here tonight. Oh, God, help us right now to walk in the light. Help us to see the way right now in Jesus' name. Let's just start here tonight. Anybody sick? Why don't you come right now? Praise the Lord. Oh, well, I'm just not really sure. Hey, listen, friend, I'm telling you, my God is a healing God tonight. I'm preaching it by faith, by the Word of God. I don't know how He does it, but He does it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Come on, let's pray for these that need healing tonight.